This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I'm not having any trouble. You know what? You're not doing nothing. I'm just going to be honest with you. When you try to do something for the Lord, you'll find obstacles that you must overcome. I'm telling you, as I've been in this ministry, me and my family, the obstacles that we had to overcome. But, you know, praise be to God that He overcame them. The Lord wants to know that are you with me all the way? When these obstacles come, they're simply stepping stones that we have to jump and keep going. God is with us, and we must endure. So many of us Christians have such a fragile personality. Anything upsets us. Anything offends us. Well, let me tell you, you will be offended if you're in Christ, because you are taking the message of light into a dark world. I want you to think for a minute, if you ever was in a dark room, and then the lights are cut on, your eyes are hurting, and then you got to get some adjustments. Well, that's what it is when you're taking the Word of God to the lost world. And then the world will kill you. As we say it many a time, it's coming, folks. I'm telling you, where do you stand? Are you in the army of the Lord, or will you succumb to the pressures of the world? The time is coming. I like what Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Here's what Paul says. He says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory." Oh yeah, Paul said, yeah, we're going to go through some stuff. We're going to be afflicted, but he says it's light. Oh my, he said it's light compared to glory. Oh my, I don't think you get the picture here. Compared to glory, it is but a moment. This little bit of time of space that we hear cannot be compared to glory. So Paul is saying, dedicate your life in this moment to Christ, because He will get the glory. Your affliction is light. And Paul is telling us and telling Timothy that it cannot be compared. So the things that you must endure, the hardness, is only light. And it's but a moment. Oh, I'm so excited. So Paul is getting Timothy in the mode of being a soldier. He says, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Well, the question is are you a soldier at all? He wants you to be a good soldier. Oh my. And then look at verse 4. Here's where the problem starts. Here's where the problem starts. Verse 4. Listen to this. It says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier." Wow, man, Lord, help us unpack this one. The first thing that Paul tells us is that if you're warring, that means if you're in the fight, if you're doing anything for Christ, you will not entangle yourselves with the world. The world is trying to bog us down and to get our eyes off of heaven and thinking about things on the earth. Many of times we never look up. You look on people on their cell phones. They're down here. They never take a minute to look up. They're bogged down with the affairs of this.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.